Well, there are just 2.5 weeks to go until Donald Trump's inauguration as president of the United States. But he first got Secret Service protection more than a year ago during the primaries in November 2015. Since then, however, Trump has continued to use his own private security force in addition to the Secret Service. And that's something a former Secret Service agent calls like playing with fire. So what happens come January 20th once Donald Trump is sworn in? Well, Kenneth Vogel has been reporting on this story for Politico, and he joins us now from Washington. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Magna.
So first of all, tell us, how unusual is it for a president-elect to still be using a private security force in addition to the Secret Service?
Oh, it's extremely unusual, unprecedented even in my conversations with former Secret Service agents and folks who do this type of stuff for a living. They say that the instant that a presidential candidate ends up getting Secret Service protection, they dispense with any private security that they had previously. Even presidential candidates who are governors, who have state trooper protection, will minimize, if not eliminate, their state trooper protection in order to have Secret Service be the sole or at least the preeminent provider of security because, of course, the Secret Service is so well-trained in this regard. They are really the gold standard. And why, frankly, would anyone want to have private security or any other security when they could have Secret Service protection?
Well, we know that the president-elect really prizes loyalty, perhaps amongst or above everything else. I mean, has he said why he's keeping his private security team around?
He certainly loyalty is a factor in our understanding and conversations with the folks around him. We've also seen that he has an intense interest in his security, particularly his rally security. You go to these rallies both during the campaign and then after the campaign, he had this thank you tour. They're really raucous affairs. They often have protesters, and Trump likes to engage with the protesters sometimes through the security from the stage. It was not uncommon at all for him to say, get them out, and to point to people who were protesting, and his private security would quickly swarm the protesters and remove them. Now, this gets into the sort of legal reason as to why he might want private security, and that is that Secret Service wouldn't do that. They wouldn't remove someone unless that person was deemed to be a threat from a rally. Sometimes you've had candidates who have private political rallies where they've had staff sort of fill that function, but staff certainly aren't as effective in physically handling protesters like these private security folks do. Many of them are former FBI agents, former big city police officers and detectives. And so that's one of the reasons why the Trump folks say, and they admit, that they like to have private security at private rallies in order to police these private rallies. And that's what that's their explanation as to why they continue to have these private security folks on board.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here, Ken. I mean, as you mentioned, we've got a private security force with different backgrounds in law enforcement, different training, of course, from the Secret Service itself. I mean, do we know how they're working together? I mean, who would be in charge in the event of an actual emergency around the president-elect's safety?
Yeah, it raised a lot of questions, and we see some congressional interest in possibly investigating this from the Secret Service perspective. The congressional committees have oversight over the Secret Service, and they are concerned about the protocols being followed or not being followed in this case and how that may confuse the chain of command and may even put Donald Trump at risk. There's an incident that a number of folks who we talked to were concerned about that they say really epitomizes the potential risks here, and it occurred in March at a rally, a Trump rally in Dayton, Ohio, where a protester jumped the barricades and rushed the stage while Secret Service agents instantly swarmed. This guy tackled him to the ground while other Secret Service agents formed a human wall around Donald Trump. And just a split second later, Trump's private director of security, a guy by the name of Keith Schiller, former New York City cop, runs out and sort of positions himself between where the ruckus is taking place off stage and where Trump is surrounded by the Secret Service folks. It looked to the naked eye, it certainly looked to me like, hey, this is a bunch of guys working in concert with each other in a well-choreographed way. But the security experts who I spoke to and the former Secret Service agents who I spoke to said, no, if you look where Trump's private security guy came from, that would have been the direction to which the Secret Service would have evacuated Trump had they felt the need to do that in that situation. And were that to have happened, they would have run smack into Trump's private security guy, who in this case was either not on the same page as the Secret Service Service, or just, frankly, not as quick in reacting as the Secret Service.
Huh. Now, you mentioned Keith Schiller. He's been the director of security for the Trump Organization since, what, 2004, right? So quite some time.
Correct.
Okay. Do we know if he or the rest of Trump's private security force that he still has around him have the same oath, or I mean, as the Secret Service does? Because the Secret Service, of course, famously swears to take a bullet for the president if necessary.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't know that. In fact, there are some lawsuits that are ongoing that are trying to get at this question of the training of Trump security folks. And we also filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Secret Service to determine what the operational agreements are between the private security during the campaign, as well as the transition and possibly going forward into the White House. Because Keith Schiller, we understand, is going to take a job in the White House that will have sort of a hybrid staff/security type of function to it. So we want to know exactly how the Secret Service is treating this and what types of requirements there are, if any, from the Secret Service for Trump's private security. A lot of unanswered questions that we're trying to get to the bottom of still.
Well, tell us more about Keith Schiller then, because you've reported that he's sort of more than, as you said, more than security, that oftentimes when people want to get through to Trump, they call Keith Schiller first.
Yeah, that's right. We talk to folks who call him the most important person who no one's ever heard of. This is a guy who was a New York City police detective in the narcotics unit who joined Trump, the Trump Organization, which is the corporate entity, as a bodyguard part-time while he was still working as a New York City cop in 1999, eventually became full-time, later became the head of security, has traveled with Trump all over the world, has a great relationship with the guy. Again, this gets back to loyalty. Trump feels very comfortable with him. We talk to folks around Trump who say that often after meeting that Schiller will sit in key meetings, and often after the meeting, Trump will turn to him and be like, "Hey, what'd you think, Keith?" So this is a guy who obviously has a security function, but also a staff function, and even to some extent a personal relationship that may transcend both of those. And so he's a subject of a lot of interest, I think, as folks try to figure out how Trump world works. Who is this guy? What is he doing? What is his job? What is his background? What is his connection to Trump? It's, you know, questions that I think we delved into a little bit and explained a little bit in our piece, but we'll continue to look at.
Right. And Ken, in the last couple seconds that we have, I mean, what does the Secret Service have to say about this? Could they nix Trump's private security come January 20th?
The Secret Service already is casting this as a situation where they are the preeminent entity in this relationship and saying that anyone else who is working around Trump is doing so in a staff function. But I can tell you from my personal perspective, having gone out on the victory tour trail and watching Keith Schiller remove some of these people while also accompanying Trump with the Secret Service detail, it doesn't look like that.
Kenneth Vogel, chief investigative reporter at Politico, thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.